Mike Noel is a Utah representative, District 73, and his land, he owns a ranch that straddles one boundary of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. You state in your article that Noel is using his power to benefit himself and the Kane County Water Conservancy. How is he using his power to benefit himself?
It appears, we don't know this for sure, and it's part of the reason why we've asked the Inspector General at the Department of Interior to investigate this, but it appears, and there are lots of reasons to believe, that Mike Noel used his official position both as a county official and as a state legislator in Utah in order to advocate for removing entirely this piece of land that you just described from Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. It used to be entirely surrounded by it, and now it's wide open. Part of this, the way that these boundaries were redrawn, would make the Lake Powell pipeline easier to build, and that would mean some good things for Mike Noel's land. Frankly, it's a piece of land that's had issues with water quantity and water quality, and, you know, building the pipeline, which Mike Noel has also advocated for pretty stridently to benefit that land. There is another bigger question besides what the potential benefits to Mike Noel are, and those still, I think, need to be interrogated. But the bigger question, too, is about the lack of transparency in all of this. He failed to list this land in his disclosures that he makes to the state legislature. It's well known that Kane County suggested new map boundaries to the Department of Interior, and they have refused to make those recommendations public. Altogether, that adds up to something that smells pretty bad.
What would be the benefit of land exclusion from the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument?
Well, in this case, it's because it would, you know, it also makes possible the construction of the pipeline. And the pipeline could benefit Mike Noel's land. It, you know, could recharge the water in that area, which has historically been a pretty dry one.
You know, that Lake Powell pipeline, it's a $2 billion project that sounds like it would bring Representative Noel water at Kane County expense.
Yeah, I guess it's not clear whether or not it would be at the county's expense. You know, the county itself does have an interest in this as well because they own water rights that were transferred to them from a coal company after the creation of the monument during the Clinton administration. Those water rights are now a lot more valuable now that, you know, coal could actually be developed in the area. So there are benefits not just to Mike Noel personally and directly, but also to the county where he has a position as overseeing the conservation district.
So you've asked the Inspector General of Department of Interior to investigate what exactly?
So what the Department of Interior knew about Mike Noel's interest in the area when it communicated with him, he met with Secretary Zinke both in Utah and we believe in Washington, D.C., according to visitor logs at the Department of Interior. The character of those meetings is something that we're not privy to. And if this were a situation where Mike Noel presented himself as a potential ally to the Trump administration, if, you know, in exchange for that support, he got the boundary reductions and the kind of boundary reductions that he wanted, that is definitely inappropriate and certainly deeply unethical for the Department of Interior to be doling out favors like that. It's been known to do that, apparently, in the case of the cancellation of some offshore leases for Governor Rick Scott in Florida. And I think that alone leads us to ask the Inspector General to look into the matter a little bit more deeply. You know, this is something that is interesting both because of the Lake Powell pipeline and its implications, but I think it says some things that are very serious more broadly about the Trump administration's approach to the management of public lands. I mean, they are starting to turn their backs on a tried and true system where the interests of various stakeholders were balanced against one another in an equitable way. And many indications appear that they are trying to now use public lands in a way that benefits their political allies, both in industry and potentially with people like Mr. Noel.
Well, Chris Sager, director of the Western Values Project, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.